With most of the nation's primary elections behind us now, we're starting to get a clearer look at the shape of November's races. And now the only state that has never sent a woman to Congress is poised to elect its first. But as congressional correspondent Lisa Desjardins explains, that expected milestone comes as women still struggle to be elected in equal numbers as men.
To date, 399 women have walked the halls of power in Congress as representatives and senators, and they have come from 49 states.
And now, please join me in welcoming my wife, Becca Ballant!
Becca Ballant is poised to make Vermont the 50th state, the last to send its first woman to Congress, after she won the Democratic primary in the deep blue Green Mountain state this month.
Hello, Brattleboro!
It's sinking in little by little. It's very exciting, and it's also a little daunting, as you can imagine. Being the first of anything is a challenge because you want to do right by everybody. You want to make sure you represent the state well.
Women wield substantial power in Vermont, one of the first states to elect a female governor. Three of the last four speakers of the House have been women, and Ballant is president of the state Senate. But even among supporters, questions sometimes went past her qualifications and to fear of prejudice.
There was this sense of maybe Vermont first isn't ready for a woman in this role, and second isn't ready for a gay woman.
Tonight, together, we all made history. All of us.
So what's taken Vermont so long to elect a congresswoman? Michelle Swerz teaches about women and politics at Georgetown, writing two books and a textbook on the subject. She says in Vermont and elsewhere, it's a question of opportunity.
Some of what you see going on is that it's just harder for women as non-incumbents running as challengers and in open seat races to get elected.
Vermont is a small state with a small delegation in Congress. Seats rarely open, and incumbents have won every time they've run since 1990.
I'm proud to be Vermont's longest-serving senator.
The state's lone House seat indirectly opened up after Senator Patrick Leahy announced his retirement after nearly 50 years.
When you're waiting for somebody to retire for that long, it's a pretty long wait to get into Congress.
Women account for slightly more than 50% of the U.S. population, but are not even 30% of the U.S. House, and even less, about a quarter of the U.S. Senate.
Why? Swerz says there are several factors.
Well, there is a lot of research that shows that women need to be asked more, that they're more reluctant to throw their hat in the ring.
There are fewer of them in state and local offices, which feed congressional primaries. And big donors are less likely to write them big checks.
For many people, if they see a woman's name on the ballot, that person would have to clear a much higher bar than someone with a traditionally male name.
Charles Robbins runs Stony Brook University's Center for Changing Systems of Power. He says gender bias can be subconscious and leached down from one generation to the next, making it difficult for many men and women to picture a woman in charge.
The patriarchy and the male-dominated system, it has influenced every part of our culture, every part of our society, and no place is that truer than in government and in politics.
There's an additional gender divide between the country's two biggest parties. In the House, just 16% of Republicans are women, but the figure is 41% for House Democrats. Jennifer Carroll, a Republican and former lieutenant governor of Florida, wants to see conservatives catch up.
The party itself has not put a concerted effort in to say we are going to go out and recruit viable females to run for office. But the Democrats have.
Carroll's a national spokesperson for Maggie's List, a political action committee that works to recruit and elect conservative women.
And Mr. Chairman, I have a point of order under.
She says a lack of vocabulary within the GOP doesn't help her cause.
Female candidates have a challenge in that you cannot come out and say, well, elect me because I'm a female. The guys can come out and say, elect me because I'm a strong guy and I'm going to go fight for you.
In 2020, Republican women had their best showing ever in the House and now have more than doubled their previous number from 15 to 35.
We saw that we needed to get our conservative female candidates over the finish line in the primaries to compete in a general election. If you don't win the primary, you're not even going to make it to the general election.
This 100 years after Montana elected the country's first woman to Congress, Jeanette Rankin. The state has yet to send its second woman to Washington, as Vermont is poised for its first.
I hope I'm making it easier for the next person to come up. That's what I hope.
Meanwhile, women's gains in Congress and state legislatures aren't matched at the highest rungs.
When it comes to governors, people seem to trust women more as legislators. Legislature is a more of a consensus building type of position, and executive leadership is harder.
19 states still haven't elected a woman as governor. Nancy Pelosi remains the only woman elected to lead either chamber of Congress. And while Kamala Harris is second in command, the country is still waiting on its first female commander-in-chief. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Lisa Desjardins.